Thank you for tuning in to the Bethel Podcast. At Bethel, we're all about relationship. So if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd like to invite you to one of our services. Please visit BethelChandler.com for more information. Now stay tuned for a message from Pastor Mike Gowans.
Matthew chapter 22. Last week we began a new series called Abide. And in John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you will abide in me, I will abide in you. And if that happens, Jesus promised a great harvest. There would be a great harvest in your life if you abide in him. He promised there would be fruit, and fruit that would remain if you abide in him. This is the condition. You know, the Bible's full of thousands of promises, but there are conditions that you and I have to meet in order for those promises to be released into your life. Even salvation, there is a condition. You have to believe. You have to open the gift. Now, some of you go, was there even another option? Some of you feel like God put your arm behind your back and said, with your other arm, open the gift of eternal life, okay? And the more I walk with Jesus, the more it feels like that's what he did to my life in June of 1987. God tackled me with his love, pinned me down, and said, choose me, right? There was still a choice. In the mystery of salvation, there was a condition that you had. There was a free will that sometimes feels like, was there really a will that I had with both arms that felt like were behind my back, with my face on the ground, God going, say, surrender, give me your life so I can bless you. There was still a choice in there somehow. There was a choice. Like there is a choice right now. Like there was a choice earlier this morning to say, I'm going to church. I'm putting God first on the first Sunday of the first year. There was a choice whether you were going to join online and say, I'm putting God first today. It's a choice. And you have a choice. Do you want to be blessed or do you want to be cursed? It's your choice. Do you understand that? It's yours. And Jesus has defeated sin and death and every curse. But you have the choice of whether you're going to live under the blessing or the curse. Before Jesus, you didn't have that choice. But now, after Jesus, you have that choice. Just like you have the choice of whether you're going to abide in Jesus in 2022. Because the promise, if you choose to abide in Jesus, is he will abide in you. And you will have a great harvest. And you will have fruit in your life. And fruit that will remain. This is the promise of Jesus. But guess what? Your flesh doesn't want to do. Your flesh doesn't want to abide in Jesus. Your flesh is warring against you. Even though abiding in Jesus blesses your body, blesses you. But your flesh is deceived and is deceitfully wicked and selfish and destroys everything that's good. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I have come not to condemn you, not to guilt you, not to shame you, but to give you abundant life. And that abundant life is found in him. And if you want that abundant life to be found in you every day in 2022,
You have to make a decision to abide in him. Because if you abide in him, he will abide in you. Amen? So today, now that you're convinced that abiding is a good thing, you know, so many times I've heard so many great messages. I'm like, that's amazing, that's awesome, but like, how do you do it? Like, how do you do what you just said? Right? You're here and you go, yes, I'm going to abide. I want the greatest year of my life. I want this. Come on. Well, how do I do it? How do I actually abide? And the rest of this morning, the next 3 hours I have with you, okay? I'm going to get so practical. And I'm going to show you exactly how to abide in Jesus. How to abide in him by prioritizing your life. You know, so many people in the world, so many Christians, we come into a new year and we go, man, a new year, a new me, a new you. You're in all these great slogans and I want change in my life. And you know, most people want change in their life in January and they make decisions. I'm going to do this and this and this. And most people have already failed at 90% of it in 1 week. It doesn't even take them to the end of January. It just takes 1 week and they've already failed at 90% of the things they want to change in their life. So what I'm not going to do is give you a list of 10 things that will practically, you know, like change you and change your life. I'm going to give you one thing that'll lead to a few practical things, but one thing, and that's abiding in Jesus. And we're going to talk about how do you abide in Jesus? What does that mean? It sounds great. I want it, but how do I do it? So let's get into the Bible and let's hear what the priorities need to be and how we abide in him. So before we do, in Matthew chapter 22, I had what I thought was going to be like the perfect sermon title for today's message. It was, I am second. I mean, isn't that awesome? Wouldn't it be awesome? I am second, not first. How humbling. What humility. I am second, not first. I am second. And I'm like, 2022? What's the theme? Two, I am second. This is perfect, right? The first sermon of the first year. What? I mean, a title, I am second. I mean, there's even a movement out there, right? I am second of video testimonies of people who have put Jesus first and themselves, themselves second. And I'm bringing this to God. He goes, no, that's not how it goes. Mike, you're not second. You want the greatest year of your life? It won't come as you live second. But if you are third, he said, Mike, you want the greatest year of your life? You want the abundant life? Then live I am third life. So that's the title of my message. And hopefully by the end of this message, you will be saying, I am third. I am third. Matthew chapter 22. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they called a meeting to discuss how to trap Jesus. Then one of them, a religious scholar, posed this question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? And Jesus answered him, love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, and with every thought that is within you. This is the great and supreme commandment. The second is like it in importance. You must love your friend or your neighbor in the same way you love yourself. Contained within these commands to love you, you will find all the meaning of all the law and the prophets.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for giving your son Jesus to us, for us. Jesus, thank you for laying your life down. Thank you for not considering equality with God something to be grasped. But you humbled yourself and you made us more important than you. You chose that. And in doing that, God the Father has made you number one. And you are deserving of it. Holy Spirit, help me get out of the way again today. Prepare our hearts, our minds, to receive practical, useful instructions in how to abide in Jesus. Let us have our lives changed today by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I've got some props from my house and a chair from our living room in the back. Sometimes it's in the lobby. And so I hope that these props will help us practically abide in Jesus. So the top of the shelf that I brought from my home is a picture of me. A picture of me in Dubai at the Dubai on the top of the Dubai frame. It's a building in Dubai. It looks like a picture frame. And I was in Dubai taking some seminary classes with a number of other Every Nation pastors and leaders. And in some of our free time, we went over to the Dubai frame and we went up to the top and there was a camera. And my pastor friend threw me in front of this camera and they took a picture. And then afterwards, his wife, who's with him, they bought this picture of me and this frame. So I did not take a selfie and pay money for a picture of myself, a glamour shot, and put it in a frame, okay? Yet my flesh wants to do that every single day. Your flesh wants to make you the center of your life, wants you to live on the top shelf of your life. Now, I'm really honored that I found this picture in my daughter's bedroom. She has it on her shelf, and that's a super honor for me to be on her shelf. But my flesh wants to put me, your flesh wants to put you on the top shelf of your life. You want to ensure that 2022 will not be the greatest year of your life? Live like that. With yourself at top, and then your activities. You got some jump rope, which Paul says physical training is of some value. It is a value into your life. It should be on the shelf. It should be on your shelf, but not the second shelf. Money. Money in itself is not evil. It's the love of money, which the love of money, the spirit of mammon, is on your money until you redeem your money, until you break it. By tithing, by putting God first with your money is cursed. It is dirty and needs to be cleaned. But again, that was just a separate little add-on. That really wasn't part of my message, except money is a tool in your life. And hopefully you have a lot of money on one shelf of your life, just not the second shelf. And then the phone, which just represents everything else in your life, okay?
The third shelf representing others. It's a picture of my family, but it represents my family and others. And if we let our flesh lead our life, guess what? Normally, this is how it will order our life. Our career, our money, our physical fitness, our health, our social media, right? I mean, is that not obvious? We're sitting around a dinner table on our phones with the world and what everybody else thinks. I mean, come on, this isn't that hard to try to convince you that your flesh does this. Your flesh does this on default all the time. It puts you as number one in the picture frame, the glamour shot. You are number one. No matter what you think, if your flesh is leading your life, this is what's on the top shelf of your life. And then all the other, your career, your job, your kids, you know, all those things. I mean, we get on social media. Social media has just been, it's like the ultimate example that can be preached like every single Sunday of how jacked up we are. But that's not my message today. But the third shelf, we have others. We have others in our lives, and we want them in our lives. It's important. And God wants others in your life, but not on the third shelf. And then we have the Word of God. We have Jesus. We have Him. And if we can just get honest, this isn't about condemning. This isn't about guilting. This isn't about shaming. Our flesh will always drive God down to the bottom. In fact, it's like Groundhog's Day. Every night, no matter how I go to sleep, no matter what I'm like, tomorrow, Lord, I'm going to become a morning person. Tomorrow, like, I'm going to wake up with such joy and energy as like it was Christmas morning when I was a kid. That's what's going to happen, Lord. And I'm believing you're number one. And then through the night, my flesh magically like rearranges this life. He rearranges it. And I wake up and I am back in the picture frame. On the top of the shelf. And this is why Jesus said, you must, I must take up my cross daily and die to myself. Because myself, my flesh wants to lead, wants to be on the top shelf. And so every morning I have the opportunity to deny my flesh by not hitting snooze. By not hitting snooze. And going to the shelf, the bookshelf of my life. Getting down. So God, without you, I am selfish. I am but a worm. Oh, I am in such need of a Savior again today. You know how a Christian's life is irrelevant to the world and to your neighbors and to your coworkers? Is when you don't begin every day right here saying, I am in need of saving. The moment a Christian stops thinking they need saving is the moment that Christian becomes irrelevant to the world. And you begin the self-righteous religious life. It's where you begin becoming a Pharisee. The only way to assure you don't become a religious Pharisee or a Sadducee is by starting every day, getting on your knees and confessing, Jesus, I need you. I'm desperate for you. Without you, I can do no good thing. And so, thank you for your gift of righteousness. I can't earn it. It's a gift. And every day to receive that gift, new mercies every morning. New mercies are available every single morning. And to recognize when you wake up in the morning, I need his mercy. Because I didn't live a perfect life yesterday. As good as it wasn't perfect. I'm sure of it. If you're wondering if it was or wasn't, just ask your spouse. Right? This is why the Pope is the only one that has even a chance of being infallible. Okay? Because he's not married. Right? But no, not even he is. We are all sinners in need of a Savior every day. What I'm not saying is I'm not secure that I'm not saved. I am saved, and I'm being saved, and I'm not trying to earn my salvation, okay? But my soul's still jacked up. I messed up somewhere yesterday. And if I didn't, then I could just go, well, God, forgive me of my pride because I think I'm all that in a bag of chips, okay? I'm not. I only did it. And even did what I thought was, a perfect day because of his grace. So I can only boast in him, not in myself. But we go down low and we go, Jesus, you're awesome. You're amazing. You are Jehovah. You're the self-existent one. You're the King of kings. You're the Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are the Word of God. And I love you with all my heart and soul and mind and strength. So Jesus, take the top shelf of my life. And then we think we can take the second. But he says, oh, no, 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 no. I want you to have the abundant life, Mike. You won't have the abundant life on the second shelf. Now, here's the good news. He doesn't want you to live on the bottom shelf. He wants you to live on the third shelf. And he wants others to live on the second shelf. And he wants these things to live on the bottom shelf. If you want to have the greatest year of your life, you need to examine that bookshelf. Because the greatest year of your life is prioritized this way. You take yourself and you put yourself on the third shelf. You take others, you put them on the second shelf. And you begin for sure by putting him on the top shelf because he then gives you the power and the strength and the grace to move all these things in its proper order. Don't try to move these things before moving him and getting the grace to do all of this. This is why, very practically, this year, by the grace of God, every day I get up, and I've got some momentum, I've got 8 days under my belt, of every day I wake up saying, good morning, Father, good morning, Jesus, good morning, Holy Spirit. And then before I even make my bed, sorry, Dad, okay? Before I even make my bed, I head to the shelf in my book, in my office, and I grab the word, and I go low. I go low, I worship him, and I get in the scriptures. I get in a comfortable chair, And I get in the scriptures, not my Bible in a year app time. This is me. I'm telling you I'm lighting you in on the discipline by the grace of God in my life this year. I do have a Bible in a year plan, but I'm not doing that first. Because I know I'm an achiever. I like to achieve and I like to study the word, and it's important, but that's not now. For me, it's about abiding. It's about meeting with Jesus. And whether I only get into one verse or a whole chapter or five chapters, my goal, the first thing of every morning in 2022, is that I will abide. I'm going to abide. I'm going to just get in the Word. I'm going to get in with Jesus. I'm going to hang out with Him. I'm going to put Him first. Then I'll get on to the other things that He wants me to do. And I have lots of plans and great ambitions for 2022, many of which I'm not even aware of yet. I'm still going to discover those things, but I got some ambition. I got some ambition, hallelujah. And if you don't, oh, my prayer is you would get some ambition. Because you won't have the greatest year of your life without some ambition. Ambition is not bad. It's only bad when it's selfish ambition. But He has a plan to remove self from your ambition. Do you know that Jesus never rebuked the disciples for their ambition? He never rebuked them. Oh, you want to be great, you pathetic person. No, He didn't say that, did He? He said, you want to be great? Well, then great. This is how you become great. Get on the third shelf. The way to greatness is put yourself on the third shelf. You put others above yourself. You become the greatest servant of others. You want to be great? Because I made you for greatness. Say this with me. Say, I'm made for greatness. No, now say it like you mean it. I'm made for greatness. Because that's what's true. God didn't make junk. God didn't die for junk. He paid a great price for your life. And He has incredible resources for us. And the good news is this, there's no lack of resource for your life in 2022. You don't have to be concerned when somebody else seems to be getting all kinds of resource poured out on their life. You don't have to be going, well, what about mine? Will there be enough for me? There's no lack in the kingdom. There's never a need to be envious of somebody else. In fact, that's a sure way to kink the blessing from your life. To keep the abundant life from flowing in your life is to envy other people's lives. No, there's no lack. There's an abundance. This is why you can freely receive and freely give, because there's just so much more where that came from. But every day, church, this is my challenge, man. What if at the end of 2022, you could look back and go, every single day in 2022, I abided in Jesus. I abided. What I can promise you is this. You will have a great harvest in 2022 because God cannot lie. And what did He say in His word? He said, if you abide in me, I will abide in you and you will have a great harvest. You will have fruit and fruit that will remain. This is the promise of God to you. If you will choose your choice that you will abide in Jesus in 2022, you will have an abundant harvest, a greater harvest than you had in 2021. I have no doubt of it. I am fully assured. Why? How can you, Pastor? How can you be so assured that I will have a great harvest? I will have an abundant harvest. I will have fruit and fruit that will remain. How can you be so sure, Pastor?
Because Jesus said it. And if Jesus said it, that settles it. Because God cannot lie. He can't lie.
I don't know if this is the most practical sermon of the year, but I hope it was. I hope every sermon has some practical how-tos this year. That we don't just get a mental assent, oh, that's an amazing revelation. Well, how can it be reality? How can this become this and then become this? Will you live third? Listen, it's important to take care of you. This is important. In fact, everything you do can be selfless and have eternal rewards connected to it. And all it is you change your heart. What is your motivation? Men, not to leave the ladies that love football. You love football? God's not against you watching football. In fact, you can watch football and it have eternal purpose to it if you choose. Even you watching football by yourself can have eternal purpose. If you go, you know what? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch the Cardinals beat the Cowboys. Speak those things that aren't as though they were. And God, I'm going to enjoy your creation and this sport. And I'm going to refresh myself today. Because I deserve it. Because I've worked so hard. No, man, you just ruined it. You've just now made it uneternal. Unuseful for eternity. But your attitude of, God, thank you for this. Thank you that you've provided this game. And that I can sit down, get off my feet, and be refreshed. And then if you want to take it to another level, you call up some bros. Yeah. And you say, hey guys, I got chicken wings. I'm a smoker. Come on over. Come on over as we watch the Cardinals beat the Cowboys today. Whew, let everything be established with two or three confessions. But what have you just now done? You've made it even more eternally purposeful by including other people to be refreshed and encouraged. You've done that for the kingdom. You know, almost. A whole lot of everything I ever buy is bought through the lens of how can this be useful for the kingdom of God? You may wonder, why does Pastor Mike look so good every Sunday morning? Listen, it's not for my glamour shot. because I don't want to be a distraction. I want to look excellent for the kingdom. That's why. It is why. That's the motivation. It's not so, man, people will go, dude, he's a good-looking guy. Look, I already know that. Right? And all that really matters is that my wife tells me that. No, it's motivated. Everything. Why do I want to make more money with my investments? Because Luke chapter 9, verse 26 or 7 says, use your worldly wealth, use your money to gain friends. Like what? The Bible says buy your friends? Yeah, it kind of does. Okay? It's use your money to bless others. So that when it's all gone, because one day it will be all gone, you'll have eternal rewards. See, a prosperous rich man is not someone who has a bunch of this. It's someone who's able to give a lot of this. Yes. Lose some weight. Get healthier. Why? Because the healthier you are, the better you will be able to love others. So yes, going to the gym is not, you know, I deserve me time. Man, you just wasted it again. Like you might get some benefit of the workout, but you just missed out on the spiritual blessing of everything you do can be for eternal glory, eternal reward, everything. So this is, I'm not against self-care. I'm not, but it's motivated for other care. It's motivated out of the glory of God, not the glory of me. Not out of, I deserve it. I work so hard. Yes, you have worked so hard. You have. And good for you. But do you want all the glory? Or do you want to give Him the glory? Because there's a higher way of living. There's a better way of living. The greatest year of your life is not attached to you going, me, 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 me. It's connected to God. It's about you. And you said, care for others as I have cared for myself. So what is the Holy Spirit speaking to you? Do you want to abide? Do you get the how to abide? It's not that complicated. It's not always that easy. You know, I'm going to leave with one more challenge as we close up. Sunday. Most of us have chosen Sunday as our first day of the week, as the day that we're going to put God first and honor Him in our worship. We have a Saturday service, a messianic service, and so many choose Saturday as their first day of the week to worship God, to put God first. Okay? Well, here's my challenge. Whether you can be here, which I hope you can be here, but if you can't, and those of you who are watching, would you consider, whether you're here with us or if you're watching online from wherever you're at, would you do it on Sunday? Why Sunday? Why is that so important? Because it's the first day. It's prioritizing. Saying, God, I'm putting you first. It matters, church. One of the Ten Commandments was, it's connected to, do not murder. It's in the 10. To honor the Sabbath. It matters. I'm not, hopefully you're not hearing me guilting you, shaming you. I want you so stinking blessed. You don't even know. It's just oozing out. I want you to have the greatest year of your life every single one of you in here and every one of you watching online. I want it to be the greatest year of your life yet. You know, my heart just wants to burst because this is what God wants for you. But if he's not the priority, it ain't going to happen. Well, why does it have to be? Why can't I just watch it on Sunday if I'm not here? Or on Monday or Tuesday? Because it's not the first day. That's why. When you give, I think it matters more the order in which you give than even the amount. He deserves to be first. Would you put him first with me? Would we, Bethel, be a church that says, God, you're first? Would we be a church, Bethel, that says, I'm going to abide in Jesus? And here's the deal. What if you forget tomorrow? Wake up. It's a new day. There's new mercy. Rearrange the shelf that day and see if it's not a better day than the one that you missed. And don't get trapped in, well, yesterday was pretty good even without doing that. Well, the devil, he's a good deceiver. You know, he'll let you have a few days that are really great to break any kind of habit. So now he's got you trapped. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making it simple for me. As our heads are bowed, eyes are closed, if Jesus is not the Lord and Savior of your life, the first Sunday of 2022 would be a great, great day, great Sunday to make him number one, to put him first. And just as simple as saying, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died for me. And today I put my faith and my hope in you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins in Jesus' name. And if you've prayed that prayer, if you pray that prayer, you're born again. Your sins are forgiven and you belong to him. And we'd love to walk with you. But as we continue in this moment of prayer and our heads are bowed, eyes are closed, you would say, I want to abide every day. I want to abide every day in Jesus in 2022. Don't worry about whether you're going to make it or not, if you miss a few days, but if that's your desire in your heart right now, you would say, man, I want to abide every day. I want to abide every day in Jesus the rest of this year. Would you lift up your hand? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This is some good harvest. This is some good fruit that's going to come. Hallelujah. If you're watching online, your hands raised. Hallelujah. Come on, abundant life. Come on, great harvest. Come on, victory. Come on, abundance. Come on, healing. Come on, Jesus. Jesus, you see these hands. We need your help. We can't do this on our own. We don't want to do this on our own. We need. We made a decision today, and now we need your grace to fulfill it. We need your power to make it work, to make it happen. Jesus, hear the hands. Here we are. Help us. Help us, Jesus. Come on, just tell him. Say, Jesus, help me abide in you. Help me desire to be in you. Help me get in the Bible every day. Help me, Jesus. I want to. I deny my flesh. I crucify my flesh. I take up my cross. I deny my flesh. I say yes to you, Jesus, today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethel Church. If you'd like to connect with us, download our app using the keywords Bethel Chandler or visit us online at BethelChandler.com.